Hey, welcome everybody. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry, and we have Dean Wheeler with us.
Yeah, we've got Dean Wheeler, and also a special extra. I didn't know I'd get Dr. Raccoon.
Dr. Raccoon, okay. Not these guys. In general, I mean, can you be happy at least once for some of the stuff we're doing on the show? Phil, I'm here. Hold on. Kill the music, will you, bud?
Well, Mr. Hendry.
Kill the music. I'm happy to be here every day, okay? But there are days when I have to say something.
I got to agree with the general. Raccoon and baboon have done nothing but cause great consternation. I remember when Raccoon first came on the air.
Well, now it's Raccoon, huh?
Well, you're not going to call him doctor, are you?
I mean, Stranger, you have the man's credentials, you know.
All right, the guys, what about it? What about it? This guy comes on, starts telling everybody how it is, talking like he's King Rat, big man on campus.
And all he is some weird man with a little, what is it?
It's the Yagoh Institute in New York City. Everybody knows about it.
What do you mean everybody knows about it?
All right, so this guy, he's got the Yagoh Institute, and he has a hassle with Dean Wheeler. Now, look, I'm not the biggest Dean Wheeler fan.
We got him on the on hold right now.
Well, what the?
Why didn't you say something?
Dad! Yeah, Mr. Wheeler. Yeah, she is talking about you.
Oh, put him on. I want to talk to Dean right now. I insist on talking to Dean right now.
Well, I mean,
I insist on talking to Dean right now, bud.
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler, he wandered away from the phone.
What do you mean he wandered away from the phone?
I'm only kidding. Here he is.
Hold on for a minute.
Hi, it's Dean Wheeler.
Wait a minute. Don't ever do that, bud.
Wait, Margaret, the kid's having a couple of laughs.
Don't make me look like the prize monkey on primate day at the San Diego Zoo, and everybody's got the cameras.
Margaret.
I'm tired.
All right, can we go ahead and get the prize monkey?
Don't, Phil, play it back.
I'm sorry. Here is Dean. How are you?
Hey, Phil, and Ms. Gray, believe me, I understand there's a lot of people who don't like Dean Wheeler, a lot of people who have, I guess, their patience is run thin with the Wheeler Resort, Northern California Holistic Center, Man Camp, and all of the things that I've worked very hard for.
Dean, I'm not saying that I don't like you. I'm not...
Oh, no, not at all. I just heard there you don't really like Dean Wheeler.
I don't think she said anything more than that. Dean, it's a matter of taste.
Oh, my God, you hear your voice just went, Dean? So are you afraid of me or something?
Hardly.
Well...
Dean, let's not get off on this... necessarily this...
Get off?
Let's not get off on a bad foot here. We're here to talk to you about Dr. Raccoon taking exception to your Yagoh Institute. My understanding is you've had a clean break with these guys.
Well, that's good news.
I would say so.
Yes, of course I have. Of course I have. And if you guys had listened to me for a second, you'd know. The Yagoh that we practice... And Yagoh, as you know, is an evolution off the very ancient physical system called yoga, or yoga. And I developed Yagoh as my own personal physical system that enabled an individual to commune with a Yagoh partner and practice our asanas and our postures, at the end of which there is a moment of communal. And one of the things that people found... objectionable, not the people that practice Yagoh at the Wheeler Institute, was that you wind up with your nose or your face essentially pressed up into an area of your partner's body that everyone says is because of the minds that people have.
What do you mean the mind? Look, Dean, these people are winding up with their noses right into someone's how do you do?
Right into someone's how do you do?
We're talking about their private area.
Okay, but that's up to them. That's up to the individuals practicing Yagoh, and this is a part, as I said, of the communal nature of Yagoh. But I can tell you this right now. When this guy, Dr. Raccoon, contacted me and said that I was, quote, stealing and appropriating an ancient physical system called Yagoh, I'm telling you, Phil, I became incontinent. I'm telling you now, I was embarrassed that I began to urinate myself, but at the same time proud of the fact that I found humor in that man's preposterous accusations that we were somehow appropriating Yagoh. I urinated myself, okay? In the middle of the San Francisco Art Museum. Are you people listening to this?
So you're proud of that?
I'm not proud of...
Dean, I understand. That sounds very, very uncomfortable, but I understand what you're saying.
You started to...
Yeah, sure, you start to pee yourself.
That's what I said. I don't stutter.
All right.
Well, what? I ask you this, Phil.
Oh, come on, Dean. It's a freaking riot. A guy's standing there laughing so hard he pees himself because what? Because this guy made an inaccurate accusation.
We got Dr. Raccoon on the line.
You have who?
Dr. Raccoon.
Okay, Bud said it properly. That's an unusual Bud. My hat's off to you.
What did he say?
He said Dr. Raccoon. They're not. It's not doctor. He's not a doctor. He's a dactor. D-A-C-T-E-R. And that is the elevated, if you will, degree. It is the elevated highest degree of tuition and knowledge in yoga. We have no such designations in yoga.
Okay, this is starting to sound...
God, Phil.
Hey, Dean, I'm not screwing around here, all right?
Yes, sir, mein Führer. Jawohl. Sieg Heil.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
So, you know what, Dean? Your doctor and all this other... It's starting to sound like Elcott the Next Step. I was about to say that. It's beginning to get a little too complicated.
It's not, Phil. I'm not... I don't practice yoga. This is Raccoon, right?
And we got Dr. Raccoon... Dr. Raccoon.
All right, so it's Dactor.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Raccoon, how are you?
First of all, let me say, it is Doctor. It's not Dactor. This is this guy Wheeler... Playing me for the fool, playing you for the clown, Mr. Henry.
Are you doctor or dactor?
I'm Dr. Raccoon. Who ever heard of dactor? Okay, so it's having a couple of laughs. Jesus Christ.
Everybody on this show's got to have a couple of laughs. You know something? That's true. Every time we try to get to the bottom of something, and I, forgive me, Dr. Raccoon, but every time we try to get to the bottom of something, we've got people who, quote, need a couple of laughs.
Well, you know what, Phil? Being on your show, listening to you, going on and on and on and on, and listening to everybody, you do need some laughs around here, okay? So that's what I tried to give you. In the meantime, you try to slander me, calling me Dr. Raccoon, and saying that that the process of yoga somehow, that you're not appropriating yoga. What you are doing is the communal nature. We don't have the nose up there. We don't have someone sticking their nose up someone's you-know-what. You know what I'm saying, right? Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, so, but you do have this communal aspect, right?
We do have the communal aspect. In your goal, you use the digit, the finger. So at the end of the asana, at the end of the posture, you wind up with your finger...
up someone's ass.
Oh, God damn.
Hey, Dr. Raccoon.
No, Baboon, you take over. This is Dr. Baboon. Dr. Raccoon is not used to such frank talk.
Well, isn't that what he's saying? You wind up with your finger up someone's...
You wind up with the finger communing with an aspect of your partner's body. If you want to say the finger's up, quote-unquote, the ass, I think you degrade it. The finger's inserted into the corpulante. And that way, both partners, in practicing the yoga, and... Baboon, I take it up. This is Dr. Raccoon. What Dr. Baboon is saying is essentially correct. But I am very, very upset with the use of finger up the ass, okay?
Hey, let me tell you something, sir. I don't mean to disrespect your beliefs, but that's essentially what it is. I think that the general is being very, very crude but accurate.
No, he's not, Ms. Gray. He's not being accurate. As Dr. Baboon just said, the finger's up the corpulante. You have the digit inserted up. If the digit inserted up, either up in the eye, to put it your way, the finger's up the ass, or it's up...
Or it's up somewhere else.
Yes, ma'am, but we don't... That is, the finger is up the woman eternal, okay?
Oh, the woman eternal is what you call it.
Yeah, is that what they call it?
Never mind, bud, what they call it.
Oh, my God!
You know, this was a mistake from the gate, coming on your program and talking to this metal midget. You know, I've been sitting here listening to both of you apes, and it surprises me.
Oh, calling me an ape.
Hold on for a minute there, Raccoon. It surprises me that you gentlemen are taking such great exception to the fact that yoga has nothing to do with yoga.
No, but it does. Don't you understand? When you have the nose shoved up there, and now you degrade everything that we've worked for some 30 years. To wind up the most spiritual of asanas with the finger in the corpi delecti, the corpulante, or your finger is way up in the woman eternal, and you say, hey, don't you guys finish up with the finger of the ass?
That's what I'm talking about. Baboon, we go now.
Gentlemen.
Oh, listen to this guy. Gentlemen.
That's the last straw. To come on your program, to monkey me up, no one. That's the last time anyone monkeys me up. I've never been so humiliated in my life.
We are trying to get to the bottom of the beef.
The beef? The beef? Oh, don't use such crude and vulgarities with it.
Sir, we're simply... Where are... Dean, are you there?
I'm here, Phil. I'm enjoying this immensely. Not one thing these jokers have said has got anything to do with Yogo violating Yogo or stealing copyrights or patents or anything.
You have the nose shoved. It mocks the finger up the woman eternal, the finger in the corpulante. Now this is why this man has the audacity to say, when you are finished with the asada, do you want with the finger sticking up the ass?
Jesus, this is why I'm so sickened by this conversation. Come now, baboon, we go now.
We are going to go now.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, go ahead, run away, like you've always done, baboon.
I don't run away. I follow what Dr. Raccoon tells me to do.
What did he say?
He says I run away.
Hey, let me tell you something, Wheeler. On your best day, you couldn't come up with anything that rivals your goal. You had to go out there to California, sit on a cliff with a bunch of old ladies, and God knows what you're doing with them after hours, and you're greasing them up.
Dean, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What are you... Yes, I'm here. What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at those two clowns, Baboon and Raccoon.
I'm going to have to hear from them. I'm going to be getting emails from here until Christmas from those guys. Because they claim that I have stolen the patent on Yogo.
Well, I imagine then that all they're going to do, Dean, is file some kind of a lawsuit.
Oh, they've already filed. They've filed a class action lawsuit.
Why a class action?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, that's what they said they were doing, a class action lawsuit.
But that's a lawsuit on behalf of a lot of people.
Yes, a lot of the people who've come to the Wheeler Institute, they're suing on behalf of them. Even though none of those people have complained, Baboon and Raccoon claim that they represent all these people who don't know what they're missing. That's what it said.
It said in the lawsuit, Mr. Renegade, they don't know what they're missing when they do Yogo. They don't know what they're missing with Yogo on account of the corpulante.
What the hell?
On account of the what?
Right here.
Because the people are deprived of actual instruction in Yogo and are forced to endure Yogo, which is nothing more than a bastardization and an obscene exploitation of Yogo, these people don't know what they're missing. There it is right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. You happy?
Well, you said it wasn't in there.
I don't know what's in the lawsuit. I could give a flying...
What's the language, Dean, if you don't mind?
Look, you know, guys, I came on here thinking you were going to take my side. Next thing I know, all you're doing is sitting around, squatting, taking a big goddamn jump on top of me.
All right, I take it easy. You know what? I got to tell you something, Dean. And I love you, and I'm grateful for the years that you've given us. I'm getting sick and tired of this Yogo and Yogo.
Hey, tell me about it.
Yeah, I know, man. Why don't you make peace with these guys?
Because these guys are claiming that I'm not allowed to have Yogo, which is an expression, yeah, okay, of Yogo.
All right, so you did steal from them.
No, I did not steal from them. I simply said there's a better way to end these asanas instead of having your finger jammed up a guy's ass.
Watch it.
Wind up with your face inserted, you know.
Your face inserted. In other words, someone's sitting on your face.
Oh, my God. All the years...
Well, you know what? I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like, Mr. Wheeler. The guy's on your face.
A guy's on my face?
Well, whatever it means, that's what you're doing. And as far as these other jokers, this... You go and what is the man?
You're talking about Raccoon and Baboon?
Yes. As far as those two men are concerned... They have their own problems with their own ridiculous and asinine physical philosophy.
Well, they're the ones that are suing me, so...
All right, so you're going to keep on doing what you're doing.
Of course I am. Listen to that. We're here on the cliffs at Wheeler Resort. You can hear the animal. You can hear the beautiful wild parrots and whatever that thing is. I call it the Fruit Loop bird. What is that called?
The what?
What's the bird on the Fruit Loop commercials?
What is it, bud? I think it's called a cockatoo.
A what?
Hey, look at Dean. Why don't you look that up, man? We don't know.
Oh, well, okay. You guys are there. You got all the computers that you're... I'm standing outside here. I've just got done watering the lawn. I'm far away from anything. Well, I am on my cell phone, so I guess I could look it up there. But in the meantime...
In the meantime, we wish you the very best, and I'm glad you're still in business. Wheeler Resort have a lot of things planned for the summer.
Yeah, I mean...
Look, Dean, I think we're done talking about Yogo and Yogo and this raccoon and... You know, but we want you to be successful.
Yes, so we're asking, what have you got planned at Wheeler Resort?
We're going to have our Friday night movie. I hang a sheet on the side of the lobby, and we watch movies, and then we have popcorn. I mean...
A sheet on the side of the lobby?
Yeah, don't you remember? Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's fun, Mr. Henry. They have a projector.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have popcorn, and then we have, you know, bottles of beer.
Okay,
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's not the high-class entertainment that you're used to. What do? Go up the hill there to the Santa Barbara Four Seasons and sit around... Speaking of having your finger up someone's ass...
You know what, Phil? You got to end these phone calls on better terms with these people. I notice, yeah, that you do just hang up on them.
Look, I'm not the guy that just made the statement that he made, okay? I draw the line at that.
Well, yeah, I understand it, Mr. Ennis. Good thinking.
Thank you very, very much. So thank you, Dean Wheeler, for that. Coming up next... And by the way, you know, and I said it to him, we already got Elcott the next step. What's going on with this yoga?
Look, Phil, no one's asking you to believe in it. It's another one of these weird philosophies.
Yes, it's got nothing to do with the show.
I know that, but why?
Yeah, because beating Mr. Wheeler, we've had him on for many a year.
Well, you know. Coming up next, we do have Ted Bell.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Yeah, well, Ted has, he's got an issue with Margaret and something that she said, or that people said.
Well, the fact is, I did give Ted the recipe for the Tedible. I took credit for that. And first of all, he was the one that came out against me.
Yeah, he did. He came out and said that she made him and Chodilia look like a couple of punk-ass punk-punks or something like that.
Yeah, punk-ass punk-punk.
Punk-ass punk-punk.
That's what he said.
Ted Bell next. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, Dave Quasantine here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. You can't do better than the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Something for everybody. Something for every member of the family. Well, if you have an infant in the family, no, there's nothing there for the infant. There's nothing there for anyone under the age of 10. In fact, there's nothing there for anyone under the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18, shag your ass away from the website. Excuse me for being crude. We don't want your business. We don't want you anywhere near it because it's adult material exclusively. Please, God, don't ever go there if you're under the age of 18. But for the rest of you, those of you that are over the age of 18, those of you who are adults, get a Backstage Pass subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. 50,000 plus hours of fantastic, yes, adult, but fantastic entertainment. I'm going to tell you something right now. Dave Quasantine tells you, and when I tell you something, you can take that to the bank. Don't you ever, ever, ever doubt it. Uh-oh, my mouth is paralyzed.
Your mouth's paralyzed?
Yeah, I can't move it.
All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, are you going to help me?
No, I'm not going to help you. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's come on, Dave.
Oh, yeah, right.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
The greatest value online other than porn. You never had it so good.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll tell you something, regardless of whatever it is that Margaret's going to be, you know, yelling at me here in the next few minutes, Ted's of Beverly Hills is still a place you can enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Ted Bell joining us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
This was the first I heard about this, Margaret. What's the problem?
The problem, Ted...
Wait, let me just say... well, go ahead, Margaret.
The problem, Ted, is that you were tweeting saying that I made you and Chodilia look like a couple of punk asses because I came up with a good recipe for the Ted, the Tedible.
Well, yeah, yes, I mean,
Didn't you, you were actually praising her.
Who is that?
It's General Shaw.
Yeah, but I'm talking to Margaret.
Well, you're talking to all of us. Come on, Ted, you know how this works. You're talking to all of us.
All right, fine. If I got to talk to, like, all 15 of you...
There's four of us here.
Well, it's still... Four beats one. Okay, so I'm one person. Hey, can I get Chef Chedilia?
Yeah.
Hey, Chef, come on. I got Henry here, and they... You know, when Margaret came up... I got things I got to do. We got a full restaurant tonight. You want to start cooking the food? Yeah, you know, just take a break. Give it over to Tommy, okay? Tommy, take over here, will you, yeah, Margaret, this is Chef Chodilia. I very much do appreciate the fact that you gave me the idea for the Tenable, where we could use sourdough bread, delicious strips of sirloin steak, and we would have some kind of a designer cheese on the Tenable. But as the days went by, and people came by the restaurant and said, can I get that Margaret Gray thing? That's the thing that hurt. Please don't grab the phone.
Please don't do that.
Guys, I want to tell you, I don't want to have you guys going at each other because people have been writing to this to the show and saying it really is, they love both of you, but when you guys fight...
Well, then Ted, ask him not to grab the phone out of my hand. Excuse me, whose phone is it? It's yours, but I'm not done talking. Here. No, no, go ahead. So, Margaret, people are saying we'd like to have the Margaret hors d'oeuvre. That's not...
And so what they were saying... You grab the phone again. Do it one more time, and I'm going to toss it right into that bouillabaisse.
Oh, my God!
And so, Margaret, people were coming in and saying we'd like the Margaret Gray tenable.
All right, well, you know, you guys praised me for it. You said, thank you very much. Then Ted tweets out that I made you look like a bunch of punks. Was that it?
Margaret, it was nothing... It's not saying that we don't like you or don't appreciate the help, but all of a sudden, I'm nothing more than just a punk. And so then I saw your tweet, which you called me a chowderhead.
I absolutely did call. I called both of you a chowderhead.
I didn't see that.
It was on Twitter today. I said you're both acting like a couple of chowderheads, and you should get back to business.
Well, you know, Margaret, I didn't see the tweet. What, can you read it to me?
Yes. It says, sorry, Ted Bell. Ted of Beverly Hills, that I made you and Chef Chedilia look like the chowder heads you both beg, plead to be seen as anyway.
Oh, right. So we both...
That's right. You're both... When you are bitching about the fact that I gave you a good recipe for the tenable...
We were all here, Ted. We heard Margaret suggest that. She did. And you, at the time, praised her.
I know I praised her, but I didn't think she's going to go out on Twitter and start calling me and Chedilia chowder heads. See, that makes us look like a couple, just as Ted said, we look like a couple of bitch punk ass. You know, I run Ted's of Beverly Hills. This is one of the top restaurants in all of Los Angeles. And now you call me a chowderhead and make me look like somebody's bitch?
Oh, I did not. Look at Ted, no one's making you look like anyone's bitch. You could have just resolved this whole thing by saying, thanks again, Margaret Gray, for a great recipe.
I'm Chef Judah. I don't care. Ted, I understand, owns the... But I'm the chef. I'm supposed to be the guy that comes up with... Hold on for just a minute. What's the problem?
I don't know what to do with the bouillabaisse.
Let it just cook, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so, what the hell? Sorry. So, I wound up looking like the other side of a horse. Like the part of the horse that is not the head. You know what I'm saying, right?
You mean a horse's ass?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that.
Well, that's what you're...
Yeah, that's what you're intimating. I know. So, with all due respect to Ted, you can call him anything you want. Call me a horse's ass. We got a problem.
Oh, really? And what problem is that?
Nothing. Just...
Look, and let's not start threatening each other. Margaret did you a favor. I would think you guys would want to go online or on Twitter, wherever you go, and say thank you.
I'd be happy to do that, Phil, but she called me a chowderhead.
You said I made you look like a couple of punk-ass punk punks. That was your idiotic, stupid quote.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you know, Margaret, let me apologize on behalf of myself and Ted. He's off in his office right now.
Where did he go?
He went back to his office. Hey, Ted. Margaret, come on, don't go back to your office.
I don't give a shit.
So,
He sounds like he's got the hydration problem, too.
Yeah, get some water, okay?
What?
Get some water.
Okay.
Margaret, okay, look, I'm sorry. I apologize. If you'll apologize for calling me a chowderhead.
Of course I apologize, but you know what? You started the whole thing with the punk thing.
With the what?
Come on, Ted, you know what you said.
All right, okay. You did. You initiated it on your Twitter feed? Yeah, I did. So what? Well, then what am I doing here taking your side? Oh, my God.
Blow your bases, Boyman.
I got it. Well, where are you going? I'm taking care of the... okay, Phil. Thanks a lot once again. I wind up, one of my paid segments, I wind up looking like something that dropped out of a raccoon's ass. Thanks very, very much, Ted Bell.
You can't hang up, Ted, as you know, and we need to do the jingle to lock out.
I can't hang up, as I know, and we need to do the, we need to tinkle? What did you say?
Gotta do the jingle, I'm sure tinkle.
All right, let's do the jingle. Christ on a crutch.
Hey, watch the language, okay?
Sorry.
Give me
the phone. This is Chef Carl Chedilia. Come on down and get a tenable as inspired by Margaret Gray. We thank you, Margaret. I'll try to. Is that it?
Yeah, we're out of the segment.
Oh, come on, man. I had a lot more stuff that I wanted to say.
All right, thanks a lot, Ted Bell and Chef Carl Chedilia. So what did we do today?
What do you mean?
Well, what happened today? This is like a whirlwind.
Well, we had Doctors Raccoon and Baboon. I think they settled something with Dean Wheeler on Yogo or Yogo. And then we had, of course, those two monkeys apologizing to me for saying that I made them look like a couple of punks. And I apologized to them for calling them chowderheads.
Yeah, but we don't know why any of this took place. I mean, we're going to have to go back and I got to go back and listen to this show again to find out.
Yeah, what happened?
What are you talking about?
I mean, the whole whirlwind of confusing of it. All right, folks.
Phil, you always swallow these things.
The whole whirlwind of confusing events is what I'm saying and what I meant. Anyway, folks, thanks very, very much. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm off to a wedding on Friday, but we will have our Saturday cinema. We'll have our Saturday classic and encore show for Friday. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks a lot, everybody. See you later.
See you later.
That's what I want to say. See you later.
Dr. Raccoon, courtesy of Ringling Brothers. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he'll like that.
Ask me if I care.